Blog Talk Radio.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the love song.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yup, she try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang, my crew deep in Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with, girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling, from the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling. No, nah, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing okay, everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want
the. Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the hit. Least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my checks say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all our eyes winning only means okay, one thing. You ain't f***ing with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking Venice, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Tiki lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise present. Speedboat swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar Raphael or Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now if you look at my life, I guess he's talking backwards with my click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Go.
tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I wanna read your mind, know your deepest feelings. I wanna make it right for you, baby. Show me, let me share the mystery.
That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your hair down. Let me get you in the mood. Take me with you.
That's 347-884-8810.
zero. I think I need to have another drink from what I was drinking last night, and maybe I will feel better, and maybe I'll be back to wake your ass up.
It was Friday night and I was feeling aight.
Yep.
Downtown Atlanta, big city, bright lights. Mixing Henny with the Sprite while I'm drinking and driving. No police lights, no police sirens. I'm headed to the club, looking for a freak. To spread a little love and spread a couple cheeks. Pull up to the spot, 26 is like, bam. Eyes on me like, bitch, do you see him? Stroll through the front door, headed to the VIP. Bought a couple bottles and I took a couple sips. Scoping out the room and what do I see? A nice round butt and a pair of double D's. So I crept up like started what's happening. You killing that dress and I love it with a passion. Then she turned around and her face was aight. She had a gap tooth and a mean overbite. But I was like, cause she started looking better every shot of Patron, yep. I jumped up with a devilish grin, cause tonight, damn right, I might do it again. So I called up the homie, let's ride, we can hit the sports bar over on the south side. Get a couple of Coronas, couple of limes,
yep.
Went up to the bar and saw a couple of dimes. So I slowly walked up and said, hi, my name's Ludacris and I'm a hell of a guy. One said, I know who you are, I'm your number one fan. And right now it's too bad, I got a man, and I said, I understand. But where the hell is he? Cause in a minute if he don't show up then man,
grab the camera phone and take a bunch of drunk pictures. Cause Hennessy mixed with a whole bunch of Buddha,
yep,
equals you mixed with a whole bunch of Luda. And you know how far one drink could go. Start slurring my speech, flowing up the
flow.
Hiking up your skirt, climbing up your shirt. It's Mr. Late Night Luda and I like to flirt. So guess what, baby girl?
Everybody, wake your ass up. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct, y'all. It's 6:21 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be 71 degrees today. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be another. Yesterday was like 79, almost 80 degrees yesterday, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We getting close to Thanksgiving, and it's hot as hell out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man Camino, you know, Lawrence of the Wade of the Wade family. He up this morning. He said, I need some pimp music. I need some Bobby Womack, some Johnny Taylor, some Bobby Bland. You know what I'm saying? That money just came. That money just came home. I hear Luda. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the weather. No problem, man. That was my man Camino out here in Las Vegas doing it real big. Another one of the Las Vegas artists, man. You know what I'm saying? This brother's been doing a lot out here and everything, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can catch him on the show. I want to hear the song.
I sent the song. I want to hear in your email. Player, I told you I only play music. I only play artist music on Saturdays. All through the Friday, Monday through Friday, it's wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? And all we do is get turned up so we can wake the hell up. You know what I'm saying? Out here in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? So this goes out to my nigga D. Jones, you know what I'm saying, player? Look here, that song will be played Saturday. I don't play local artists through the week. Uh-uh. It's all about waking your ass up, getting your ass up, going to the gym, getting your cardio jumping off, getting your heart pumping, getting your day started, because it's Friday and you need to wake your ass up. So this song goes out to my man D. Jones, you know what I'm saying? I got you, just ain't got you today.
I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga.
First thing first, out of all my niggas, this rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me go my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on day. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, it ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, it ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
And I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga,
dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit our water and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got it, yo? Who got it, yo?
Don't matter. Don't
say it. I'm a rapper, my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, talk shit, then he ain't my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
YG, my nigga, and I ain't going in there trying to leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe what a nigga, but I want enough room, cause I keep my niggas. My niggas, my niggas, I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Let it on my ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
you know what I'm saying? It's 6:27 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. A Friday morning, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going on out here in local news and everything this morning. This morning we got 30,000 runners, all right, that's going to be running down the Las Vegas Strip today. It's going to be 65,000 people in hand around the Strip and all on the Strip this weekend. We have a rock and roll marathon going on this weekend, which 75 people are going to get married, you know what I'm saying, and they got all types of events and everything going on out here. So if you're out here in the Las Vegas area and you're getting ready to get up and start circulating today, going to work and tomorrow, you know, you may want to call your bus route, see what's going on, because they're changing up a lot of bus routes and everything for this weekend, all right? Y'all know how it is when these white folks want to jog and shit out here and this, that, and the other. They go to shutting down everything and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Let some black folks want to get out there and do a marathon and everything. I bet you we won't, they won't have no barriers or nothing up. It won't be no coffee served or this, that, and the other. They be just like, oh, well, they said they was going to show up. Y'all know how they do us out here, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the rock and roll marathon that's going to be out here this weekend. 75 people jumping the broom at the same time. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I know it's a lot of Patron and shit flowing out here right now. So, you know what I'm saying? So, 65,000 people are going to be on the Las Vegas Strip this weekend. And in other other news, other local news, I don't know if anybody's seen it yesterday on their news station and this, that, and the other, but we have a we got a cop that was if anybody heard about the drag racing cop, okay? You know, I don't know if it was, I think it was in California or Las Vegas, one of our PD's finest, police department's finest, figured to, you know, yesterday that he was going to drag race on the street, and he messed around, and of course, somebody with a camera caught him, and of course, his own motorcycle camera caught him drag racing with a 2013 model Ninja. Ninja is one of those, you know, fast and furious-ass bikes and this and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So he got his ass caught drag racing, you know what I'm saying? Now, if that was me and you drag racing, they'd have put our asses in jail, gave us I don't know how many tickets, but they was going to fire the policeman. But as of this morning, he is back on active duty. They're going to give him another chance, you know what I'm saying, to drag race with somebody else and win this time. And win this time, you know what I mean? 6:30 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. Wake your ass up, you know what I'm saying, and get in and have breakfast with your boy, the fat man. I know I've been reporting on this story for the longest. It's like, you know, everybody keep fucking with Obama about this health care and everything. Now the new thing, the new thing coming across my computer, it says, not so fast, Obama's health care law changing, all right? So then yesterday, I read an article about former President George Clinton is asking to end Obamacare. He came up with his own care, Clinton Care, or something like that, and this, that, and the other, which is better than Obamacare, you know what I mean? So I guess, he's tired of smoking weed, and he figured he could do a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? So they're saying in Washington, just when you thought you had the president's health care law figured out, it's changing. Some questions and answers about what's afoot and who's affected, all right? One of the questions are, what's the nub of the change, and why is President Barack Obama changing the course at this late date? All right, now the answer to that is the president is letting insurance companies offer people other year of coverage under their existing plans, even if those plans do not meet requirements set out in his health Medicare overhaul law, all right? He's doing so because of the mounting frustration, even anger over millions of cancellation notices that have been going out to Americans who has plans don't measure up to the law's coverage standards. All right, so in other words, he's changing up the plan because everybody canceling their shit. You know what I'm saying? Or their health plan is getting canceled by their carrier due to Obamacare. So I'm pretty sure he working this out. I hope he working it out. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Y'all got to give him a chance. Y'all know he on CP time. You know what I'm saying? On color folks time and everything like that. You know, everybody thought when Obama got in office, he was going to lower the gas prices and this, that, and the other, and minimum wage was going to go up and everything. Shit, when he got in the office, they tied his ass up, this, that, and the other, told him to sit his ass down and everything, and you listen and watch what we do, and you try and unfuck what we done fucked up for over 100 years, you know what I'm saying? And we going to put this all on your back, you know what I mean? Damn, it's bad enough the man is black and he the president, but y'all going to put more shit on him? All right, in other news, in international news, y'all, you know what I'm saying? The typhoon over there, still raising hell. 6 days after disaster, inside fight for survival. Okay, this is the USS George Washington aircraft carrier arrived at the Philippines Thursday morning to help with typhoon recovery efforts. You know what I'm saying? But they are saying that the aircraft carrier that came with the hospital aboard on it is not helping at all. So here we are once again back in another state of emergency and everything like that. We're trying to help, you know, these people out over there in the Philippines. I know yesterday I was seeing a Philippine carrier truck driving around Las Vegas, was taking donations, clothes, etc., to send over there to the Philippines. You know, if you guys can help, please send something to the Philippines. I know on Facebook they have been account set up. So if you like to give money, or if you would like to send some money over there to the Philippines, then by all means. But my thing is this: we just want all the money and all the shit that we've sent over there to the Philippines to go over there to the Philippines. We don't want the shit down there on Crenshaw and shit like that there, you know what I'm saying? Or out in Utah in some field rotten and all of that shit. Whatever we send for them people over there, that's what they need to get, you know what I'm saying? Hell, times is tight over here too, shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, we feel sorry for those people, and we want to be there to help those people, you know what I'm saying? So you got your boy Fat Man up in here, 6:35, you know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you a little of the local and international news that's going on, you know what I mean, and everything. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all got any requests or anything like that, something that you may want to hear that I can play, I'm not uploading nothing. I ain't got nothing to upload and all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Hit me up, 347-884-8810. It's time to wake your ass up in the morning, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a beautiful day. Get your day started. Cardio, cardio, cardio for all the people out there that are getting up and getting ready to get their exercise on, getting ready to go to the gym. Like I said, it's all about your cardio. It's all about getting that heart pumping, speeding up that metabolism. If I can lose 300 pounds, okay, now don't get me wrong, it took me the course of over 5 years, and I'm still losing weight. But if I can lose over 300 pounds, you can get in the gym, and you can work out every day. I'm bigger than you. I don't even have as much energy as you do. You know what I'm saying? But you got to start somewhere. You know what I mean? And we going to lose this weight together. We going to do it together whether you like it or not. I'm going to come with a recipe for your ass every day and every evening, whether you like it or not. If I can do it, you can too. But you know what? Some of y'all don't even know it.
You don't need
boy Batman up in here. Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me right now. You know what I'm saying? We got my man Don Jones. We got Kenny Black in the house. We got my man Joey Apple. Definitely in the building. Y'all don't even know.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes. You don't even know. It's $1,000 purple lane. You don't even know. Just have me no car. You don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My all ride with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million clip, you don't even know it.
Hey, that monster truck, six callers, so big, can't even pour it. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more it. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more it. This ain't PJ, no rosé for me, don't even pour it. Bets on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, damn, you know it. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a masterpiece, 10 or 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the... my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, Floyd, TVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. Much all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it.
We got a lot of memorable. If you see me, got a problem. Run up on me like you want a guarantee. We gonna solve him. He'll be thinking someone shot him. Hit him with a bottle. I'ma let him have it. Started from the bottom. Now my diamonds look like autumn. And police don't even call him. It's a milli if you call him. Presidential rollie is a ticket if you want it. And I showed you little new, but you can get it if you want it. Woo! Woo! U-O-E-N-O. That good weed, you don't even blow. See, I drank so much Bombay in here tonight, can't even drive. And that hair feels so good to me that I can't even lie. See me all up on the curb, you think I'm drunk the way I'm swerving. See you ask how much it cost, you know, got a lot of nerves. So much money on the motherfucking bottles up in here, I got nervous. Order more car service, Phantom Rolls Royce curtains. Rolling more and that's curtains. Young Khalifa, that's curtains. And Taylor Gang, we worship.
It's $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. Much all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million clip, you don't even know. Hey. We turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got you with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Driving half a million of the car, you don't even know it. It's down on the bench, you don't even know it. Got to speak no English, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My child all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million clip, you don't even know. Hey.
Wake your ass up in the morning. You got your boy Fat Man, man, coming to you live and direct, y'all. You don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? That was my man, Wiz Khalifa. You know what I'm saying? 6:42 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, y'all. We just up in here doing a little bit of the nigga news, you know what I'm saying, and everything of what goes on around the world and everything. I try and fill y'all in, you know what I'm saying? Some of these other morning shows that y'all so-called listen to don't fill you in on what's going on, you know what I'm saying? You don't get some of the stories that, you know, you may get. You don't get the stories that I'm giving you on the internet or on your TV, you know what I'm saying? One of the things that I've been wanting to speak about is I know we've I know yesterday I reported on the case of that's going on in Detroit, Michigan right now. They were protesting and everything. The I'm talking about the Renisha McBride. Okay, this is stuff that you don't get. This is the Trayvon Martin case that they're calling. They're calling this a Trayvon Martin Part 2. You know what I'm saying? These are things that you don't get on your local news. This is something that needs to be worldwide news for everyone. You know what I'm saying? Her family is preparing to lay her body to rest after a shooting death on the porch of a Dearborn Heights home in the middle of the night out there in out there on the East Coast in Detroit, Michigan. The prosecutor is saying that the owner of the home thought that she was trying to break into the home and accidentally discharged his shotgun in the back of this woman's head, okay? You don't accidentally discharge a gun in the back of some woman's head or the back of anybody's head, and it was a 12-gauge shotgun, to be exact, in the back of anybody's head because you feel that they are a predator or they figure that she was trying to break into his house. Any man knows a man's voice from a woman's voice. You know the sound of someone being hurt. You know the sound of someone coming to hurt you. You know the cry for help. You know what I'm saying? People, we got to start taking part and taking responsibility of our actions in our neighborhood. We got to stop all of this racism bullshit that's going on and everything. This doesn't make any type of freaking sense. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's a young woman, 19 years old, that had lost her life all because her car stalled in an area that she didn't know nobody in, and she tried to get some help. So she went and did it the old-fashioned way. She knocked on people's doors. Yeah, it was late at night and things like that, but this is why you got peepholes in the door to look and see who's out there and everything. You don't stick your gun out your door, let alone a shotgun out your door. Shoot first and ask questions later. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is news that they don't report on those other morning shows. This is news that they don't report on our local radio stations and our local TV stations and everything like that. We have to find it ourselves. That's why you got Fat Man here every morning to wake your ass up. It's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show, y'all. 6:45 a.m. out here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? It's getting warmer by the minute. It's 56 degrees. The temperature is climbing, you know what I'm saying? So it is all good. In other news, all right, in other related news, it says out here in Detroit, it says local News 4 reporter drops F-bomb live on air. So this news reporter then said, what the fuck is going on? Live on air, y'all. Y'all know how it is. And everything, you reporting the news, and some shit come across, and you be like, what the fuck? And sometimes you forget that you're on air and everything. So I don't know what's going to happen to him, but he dropped the F-bomb like it ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? And this in breaking news, check this out, y'all. It says Jay-Z and Beyonce, in case y'all just know, this is the entertainment news part of the show, just in case y'all going, damn, Fat Man show to talk about a lot of niggas and this and the other. Yeah, that was the nigga news. This is the nigga news part of the show and everything. The entertainment nigga news part of the show. You know what I'm saying? So it says, Jay-Z and Beyonce considering a separation over parenting issues. Really? Okay. It says, last year the rumor mill and was swirling with talk that high-paid power couple Jay-Z and Beyonce were considering a trial separation with a few reasons in the wind as to the cause of the alleged rift in their seemingly blissful matrimonium-dum. That's a name for your ass. Matrimonium-dum. Wow. Okay. Fast forward a year later, and an anonymous source is now speaking out to shut down the rumors, okay? Beyonce and Jay-Z were reportedly considering separation from their marriage, but what's the truth behind the superstars' relationship and their issues are parents, okay? They're having a problem parenting. It's like, nah, she can't have that candy in the morning. And she's like, yeah, she can have the candy and everything like that. And you're like, nah, that ain't good for her. And, no, it's good for her, baby, and this and the other. And you're like, look here now, goddammit. Now I'm Jay-Z. So Jay-Z putting the pimp hand down. It's like Jay-Z and Beyonce married in 2008 and welcomed their adorable daughter, Blue Ivory, in 2012, all right? But Bey has reportedly thinking about taking a break from their marriage because she thought Jay was being selfish. However, HollyLife.com has exclusively learned the truth behind their marriage issues. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Man, everybody want to separate. Everybody want to do this. Everybody want to do that. Maybe everybody just need to go to church.
Thank you for calling church. This is Chris.
Yeah, who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Chester Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church's Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. You guys are on churches.
Well, what time is y'all service?
Man, yeah, this is not church. This is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah, it's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open? We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Man, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you, bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord. It is going down and fry the chicken in your name, Lord, with mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving, and that they get 10% of it to you, amen. Well, we'll be up there, me and all my members here.
Okay.
Praise God.
You got your boy Fat Man up in here. I keep telling you my auntie keep getting on the damn phone. But here's my man 2 Chainz. Wake your ass up.
I am smoking on that gas. Life to be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boo bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not I smoke strong that pie. Louis V's in my archives. Black diamonds apartheid. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostrils. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. But skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rapper. He's probably when he don't try me. I pour that. Got your car note in my cup. And your rent and my swisher. So good, I miss you. Gang so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
I say, f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up? 2 Chainz and champagne. You want true? That's true enough.
Yeah.
Forbes list like yeah. My office is my tour bus.
Yeah.
She came through. She brought food. She got f***. She knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like what's her name?
What's her name?
Chances are it is what's her name?
What's her name?
Chances are if she was acting up, then I f*** the ones and never f*** again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that pussy like, so one time, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern.
For
money like I built the shoe. streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just catch you. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back. We don't talk talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord, I say f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real gon' miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name a name that won't summer. I'll rap his ass. I'll trap his ass. Pour his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out. Yeah. Bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't.
Dope.
Went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle. Y'all show it looking. Y'all show it lucky. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that
bike. Yeah. I say unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real gon' miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Wake your ass up in the morning, you got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. 6:54 a.m. out here. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You know what I mean? True. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl, Lakeisha Fancy Girl Furlough. She's been riding with me for the last couple of days through the week, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Fancy Girl Furlough. She says she's coming to Las Vegas in December. Everybody know your boy Fat Man's birthday is coming up December 20th. You know what I'm saying? It is going down out here like six fat girls in a Hyundai. You know what I'm saying? It is going down. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the BBW big girls out here. You know what I'm saying? The Fat City Playmates will definitely be in the building. You know, we're trying to get CPR to come out here and make an appearance and everything. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Fat Man will be the big 4'5". You know what I'm saying? I'll be 45 years old. You know what I mean? And, you know, people just like Big Mama say, you know, I ain't getting old. I'm just seasoned. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here still doing music with a lot of these young cats. I'm out here still doing music and sounding better than a lot of these young cats. So it's not about the age. It's about your determination. You know what I'm saying? So if you got a dream out there, son, everybody, you need to pursue your dream. Life is not promised to no one. You know what I'm saying? And tomorrow is not promised to nobody. You know, I think I got that backwards or whatever. I think tomorrow's not promised to nobody, not life, you know. But then again, I don't know. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So you got to get out here and grab all the gusto you can, you know what I'm saying, before the good Lord takes your ass home, you know what I mean? So big shout-out to everybody that's rolling with me. We about to do a quick roll call this morning, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's definitely in the building with me. Big shout-out to my man D. Jones that's in the building. Of course, Kenny Black, May Cruz, my girl Brittany Wilson. We got Latice Jackson in the building. Eddie Fuse out there on the East Coast. Hope Lumpkin, happy birthday, Hope. Hope just turned 17 today. Boy, what I would do to turn the hands back to be 17 again. Boy, you just don't know. What's the old saying? If I'd known then what I know now, man, boy, it would be a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my nephew Harry Kirk II out there at Fort Irwin, California. You know what I'm saying? He's in the military. He's helping protect the world and protect us and everything. Of course, even my sister Brittany Wilson's out there. They both out there on the same military base, making sure that we're safe. All right. So big shout out to them. Big shout out to Cali Size Diva, Queen Size. I'm sorry. Cali Diva Queen Size, she's in the building. And my man, Kaluminati Mariotti, I guess it goes like that, zero time off, you know what I'm saying? Director of Security. A big shout out to my guys out there, that Southern 600, you know what I'm saying? Y'all wonder why I be saying 600 all the time, you know what I'm saying? Well, I got that, you know what I'm saying, from the little group that I deal with out there in Oklahoma called Southern 600, my man, you know, Trey G out there doing it real big. What's going on, player? Big shout out to you, you know what I'm saying? My girl Tanya Glover is in the building, and Yolanda Aruz, I hope I said that right. She's from Panama City, Panama. She's out, she's definitely representing. And Persia, the white rapper chick McFly, is in the building and this, that, and the other. I've seen her go through a battle with somebody on YouTube, man. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, Persia, she all right. She all right. You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I think the girl has a problem with her sex life right now. And this, and the other. I think somebody need to slip her a little dick. But it's all good, though. You know, we're going to get into that a little bit later. You know, it's Friday, and I know it's some of my big girls up in the morning getting some of that good dick this morning. So, you know, big shout out to y'all. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? So y'all know I just been reporting a little news and everything. It says, on this breaking news, it says, is Baby Southwest on the way for Kanye and Kim? Okay. I don't know. But they got a picture of Kim Kardashian shares adorable new pic of Baby North, okay? Why do these people name their kids North and South and North Pole and Porsche and Buick, you know what I'm saying? Chevrolet and all of that shit and this, that, and the other, trying to make it sound French. Oh, her name is Chevrolet. And it, no, bitch, her name is Chevy. It's Chevrolet. And she's named after a fucking car. What the fuck was you thinking about? Is that what you were doing? Was you fucking in the back of a Chevrolet when you made that girl and this and the other? So y'all come up with some better names and everything like that. They got a picture on here. It says that, you know, Kate Michelle posts this booty photo on Instagram. And I'm pretty sure everybody wants to see K. Michelle's ass on Instagram. I know I do, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So I'm pulling it up, and yes, it is a booty pic, you know what I'm saying? And you ought to see the cameras flashing and lighting up to see her see her fat ass and this, that, and the other. You go ahead, K. Michelle, you know what I'm saying? That's another woman who is who feels she's sexually deprived and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So... So, yo, we just reporting some stuff. You, this is a part of my segment of what we call the nigga news, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. I got some people that's calling in and everything right now. I got a number, 832-3316. Yo, what's going on? Wake your ass up in the morning. You got your boy Fat Man. Who is this?
Hey.
Who is this?
This face girl Furlong.
Oh, shit, this is Furlough, Miss Furlough. You must be just hanging on the line just listening. Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah,
woke me up this morning. Shout out to you. Ready to head on out and make this money.
Oh, without a doubt, you got to get your grind on, sweetie. You got to get your grind on. It's Friday, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely have to grind it out. So big shout out to you for calling in and hanging on the line, sweetie. I'm going to let you keep getting yourself together and everything like that. What color panties are you wearing this morning?
Black and pink.
Black and pink. There it is. I'm going to play the song. It may be black and pink, but I damn sure play black and yellow just for you, baby.
All right.
Big shout out to my girl. She calling in. Did she call it in from the ATL?
No, I'm out down here in Houston.
You down there in Houston, girl. Look here, we're going to have to talk about it.
So you know next month I'll be down there for your birthday.
Yeah, I know, sweetie, I know. We getting everything together. We got the Christmas floats and this, that, and the other. It's going to be a big parade and all of that. Don't nobody know about it, but they're going to have a big parade for Fat Man's big ass this year, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to make sure Miss Furlough is in the house and this, that, and the other. My girl, Akeisha, I appreciate you calling in, sweetie, and thank you very much. You know what I'm saying? If you ever need anything from us here at the morning show, a shout-out or whatever, Hit us up, babe. We got you, all right?
Already have all a good
right.
one.
All right, sweetie. I'm going to put you back on hold and everything. Yeah, y'all, we getting calls from everywhere. I got another call coming in, 619-0142. Yo, what's going on? Wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
What's going on with you, Kane Dub, in the house, representing Label
Raw?
What's going on,
Fat Man? What's going on, man? We got my man Kane Dub definitely in the building doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? I know he's getting ready to release a whole bunch of shit, man. What's going on with you?
Man, look, you know you got your personal life and you got your music life going on, right? You
right.
got to keep them
right.
separate. That's what I'm fighting for this week, man, keeping it separate because it's been
okay.
hell, both of them. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm doing it. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I understand exactly what you're saying. I am doing wonderful. A lot of people out here and a lot of these artists don't understand that you have to keep your personal life separate from your music life and things like that. You can't let the two bleed in together because sometimes that will cause a lot of friction at home. A lot of women don't understand what we men deal with and go through in this music industry, and we're trying to make it, you know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of compromise at times, bro.
Pretty much. I mean, they want you to have it all and be a rich man and be a successful man, but in the same sense, you know, you got to do what a rich man and a successful man does, and that's work. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
and get
right.
shit done.
That's
you know,
right.
it's hard to beat 12 places at one time. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. And most and we as men, all we ask, you know, is for someone to meet us halfway in this and the other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we all know that we're gonna have to work and everything like that. There, and it ain't no problem working. That's a part of our life. But we just need to be met halfway on certain things, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
it would take a lot of pressure off of us at times. But, you know, when you're the man
of
the house,
I mean, whether people know it or not, you know, this music life is a job. It is a job.
Yes, it is.
Like any 9-to-5, any college thing you're going through with doing that, and, you know, and I understand the flip side of your woman need attention and all that, but in the same sense, you can't have 100% of somebody's attention when they're trying to work. You know what I mean? It's just what it
is. Right.
Yes, sir.
Right, exactly. Exactly, man. Yeah. So where you calling from, man? Where you at right now?
Oh, man, I'm in Dago right now. About to go to L.A., my second home, and do the damn thing, do some shows out there, and come right on back and get back in the studio, have some business. But, yes, sir, in Dago right now.
That's what's up, man. You know, make sure that you link up with my man on Facebook, my man D. Jones with the Skull Family. You know, they're doing a lot of stuff out there in Denver, and he's putting together some shows out there in L.A., California also. So make sure you hit him up on Facebook. His name is D. Jones. Tell him Fat Man sent you. Make sure y'all. And D. Jones, I know he listening. D., you hit my man Kane Dub up, and y'all get that connection going on, man, so we can start cross-promoting and bring this unity together on these shows, man, all
right? Right, we'll do.
That's what's up, man. Well, I'll be talking to you tomorrow, man, on the Unsigned Hype Radio Show.
Oh, well, hey, I'm tuning in. You already know what it is.
That's what's up. Big shout out to my man, Kane Dub, y'all. I'm going to get back to you later, bro. You take care. Okay. Y'all already know how it is. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We doing it real big, y'all. It's 6:07. Out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We've just been reporting on some news and everything, getting it in, you know what I'm saying? But right now, y'all, we about to get it in right here with my girl Jill Scott. You know, this goes out to all the haters out there. If you ain't got nobody to hate on, shit, you can hate on me.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old bitch, a dozen roses, which I would give to you. You'd still be miserable. In reality, I
morning show, y'all. 10 minutes after 7 a.m., y'all up in here, down out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We up in here, down out in here, over here, all of that. We are we are here, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, it's 56 degrees out here, man. It's a little chilly, but the high today is going to be 77. I don't know who else in the 50 states can say that it's going to be 77 degrees where they at, you know what I'm saying? So we still out here wearing wife beaters and shorts and everything, and tank tops and all of that, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a hot Christmas out here. It ain't going to be a white Christmas. It's going to be a hot Christmas, you know what I'm saying, and a hot Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? So I hope everything is going hot for you right now. That was my girl Jill Scott. And Hate on Me, you know what I'm saying? It goes out to all you haters out there. And if you ain't got nobody to hate on, hate on me. Hate on me. I need about 16 or 17 of y'all on the daily before the day is over. You know what I'm saying? I got to get my hater quota up. If you got to, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. You got to get your hater quota up. You know what I'm saying? And make sure if you're going to hate, hate right. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to hate on me, spell my name right. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to hate on me with a smile. You know what I'm saying? So when you say my name, you smiling, but you hating at the same time. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a picture I seen post up on Facebook. You know, they had two friends hugging each other, but the other friend had a knife and was about to stab his friend in the back. Pretty sure y'all know about that shit, you know what I'm saying, because it goes down like that. Being in this music business and sometimes being a black man or a black woman, we have to deal with haters and backstabbers and this, that, and the other. I think, who made a song about that? I think the OJs made a song about that. You know, backstabbers. You know, they smile in your face, but all the time they want to take your place. Backstabbers, you funky motherfucker, you. You know what I'm saying? 712 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, look here. Check this out. I know I've been telling y'all, and I need y'all help on this, y'all. Please, really. You know what I'm saying? My auntie is about to drive me crazy, you know what I'm saying? And don't laugh, shit, pray for me, shit, quit laughing, you know what I'm saying? She's about to drive me crazy and everything last night. She called, had some woman named Alfreda calling my house last night, all night last night, talking about she done called and told her about her daughter and her daughter don't this, that, and the other. And I'm like, sweetie, I don't even know what you're talking about. Who is your daughter? She's talking about her daughter. I forget her daughter's name. I don't know if her daughter's name is Alfreda, but she in college, and my auntie done told her that, you know, that she ain't got no respect for her elders and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? Y'all, I'm getting tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I love my auntie to death and everything like that. I know she's family, but sometimes you got to put family's ass out. Because family will get on your damn nerves and everything like that. Because y'all know if the shoe was on the other foot and if we were staying with Auntie, Auntie would put our asses out in a minute. She'd be like, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to give you a few days to get yourself together. And you're going to have to get up out of here and this, that, and the other. Big Daddy don't say nothing, but just sit there and go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I caught this yesterday. I caught her on the phone yesterday, y'all, and it kind of is. This is starting to get a little disturbing because she got people coming to my house and shit, and she got her brother all involved in this shit and this, that, and the other. I'm gonna let y'all check it out, and then y'all tell me what you think about it, y'all. I got to go back here and give her meds and shit and this, that, and the other so she can get up. I'll be right back, y'all.
Hello.
Hello, man. It's me, Dad, Frida. Come on. It's
Grandma. Ma! Hey, Grandma. Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Alfreda, please?
This is she.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Listen, I don't mean to call you with no mess or nothing like that. Don't you got one of your grandbabies down there at the college down there in Tuscaloosa?
I don't have a grandbaby down there. I have a daughter down there.
Oh, that ain't your grandbaby?
No.
Well, I don't mean that.
And what college in Tuscaloosa?
Sherman.
Sherman? Oh, you got the wrong one in
Stillman.
filming?
Yeah.
Yes, I have somebody that's filming.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you didn't say that.
I don't know
what you're talking about unless you say what you mean. What you mean when you're calling me.
Well, listen, I can't.
Anyway, who is this?
Listen, I'm Miss Johnson. Now, my daughter.
Miss Johnson?
My daughter goes to school down there.
At what school?
At Stillman.
You just said it was Foxon or Fox.
Baby, I can't get all these names right, all these different schools. You understand what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Well, we as parents need to raise our children better.
You right.
Because
so are you raising yours?
That ain't the point. That's not the point. You understand?
Okay, what's the point?
Now, I raised mine right.
Oh, you did?
I raised mine right.
Okay, well, what's the point then? What's the problem?
Well, your daughter acts grown.
She is grown. She's 22.
Well, you should have raised her better because she needs to learn how to talk to her senior.
Talk to her who, baby?
Talk to old folks.
Oh, well,
she don't do right.
She know how to talk to old people.
Because
she respects them.
I
can honestly tell you that she respects her elder people.
She's a very sweet young lady.
I mean, in the church, and she's in the choir, and she's in Sunday school, knows how to respect her elders.
Well, see, you not respecting me on this phone.
Oh, okay,
and
Mom.
I'm
sorry, Miss. You said Miss Jenkins.
That's it, Miss Johnson.
Miss Johnson. Okay, I'm sorry, Miss Johnson.
And I see where she gets it from.
Excuse me?
I said I see where she gets it from.
You see where she gets what from?
The disrespectfulness.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Johnson.
Well, you need to hold your horses and stop. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
You trying to hang up in my face?
No, I thought that someone clicked on your end. Did someone click on your end?
Well, I don't know how to click on it. That's these children's mind.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's the problem with my daughter, Miss Johnson?
Well, she had got into it with my grandbaby.
Oh, she did?
And when I
switched... What's your grandbaby name?
Linda.
Linda?
She got into it with Linda.
Oh, she did. Well,
now,
I need to put her on the three-way so we can find out what happened.
Wait a minute, baby. Let me talk to you first. I don't get children involved in grown folks' conversation.
Okay, then.
You understand?
I guess. Now,
who's your pastor?
Who is my pastor?
Yes.
That doesn't have anything to do with what's
going
on.
Because I need to know.
Who is your pastor?
What church do you belong to?
Who is your pastor?
Whoever
don't have anything to do with what's going on with my daughter and your granddaughter.
Listen, Sugar, it has a lot to do with it because it starts at church.
Who is your pastor?
You understand
is your pastor?
I asked you first.
I'm not going to tell you till you tell me who your pastor is.
First of all, you need to lower your voice.
First of all, you're fixing to get a hang up in your face because you calling here with a mess, and I know my daughter don't even know no Linda. At no whatever college you said down there in Tuscaloosa. First of all, you need to get your facts straight about the college.
Wait a minute. Calm down. Now, if you keep hollering at me, I'm going to have to come over there.
Baby, bring your ass on over here. If you think you big and bad, you bring your ass on over here right now. But I tell you exactly why. Well, you don't even know what I said anyway.
Give me your address.
Baby, you call my damn house.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
Oh, bitch, man, you done got the right day. It wasn't that bad, man. You bring your ass on over here. See, if you don't get this bad day, man, if your ass out here with some bad fish.
Wait a minute. Listen here. You done scared me. You done made my nerves bad.
Well, you done made my nerves bad, too, because you called him with some damn fish.
Some what?
You damn funny and shit.
What did you call me?
Call him by that. I said your old damn ass.
I might be old. I might be old, but I can take your man.
Well, goddamn, bring it on. You can take my who?
Your man.
Oh, please, Chad. You can't do nothing with that one, honey, so you might as well just shut your mouth. And I don't even know why you call him with a mess anyway. Talk about my daughter.
Do you know Janie?
Janie who?
Janie Rowe.
Yeah, I know her. What they got to do with anything?
Y'all, that's a damn shame, y'all. I keep telling y'all my grandmother keeps getting me and all this bullshit. Hurry, hurry, quick. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all, 7:20 a.m. You know what I'm saying? This is Brownstone, y'all, 5 miles to go. Hurry,
Wake Your Ass Up in the Morning Show. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with your boy Fat Man. That was my girl's Brownstone. Some old school hurry, hurry, quick, quick, y'all. Y'all got to hurry because I'm going to have to wind up putting my auntie in a home or something like that. I love her to death, but she got people calling my house, and she's threatening and fighting with folks and fighting with other women and fighting with younger women, too. I'm like, auntie, sit your old ass down. Shit, you can't bust a grape, let alone call yourself getting out there fighting. You hear her favorite line is, I ain't a killer, but don't push me. What the fuck that's supposed to be? Oh, so now you pock now, huh? You riding. I heard her one day in the bathroom talking about, West Side, oh, grandma, what, auntie, Lord have mercy. You and my grandmama, boy, I swear, y'all, you know, y'all getting tattoos and shit and this, that, and the other and everything, you know, talking about she trying to hang out with Gucci Man and all that. I get them mixed up because they like two peas in a pod. You know what I'm saying? Lord have mercy. Yo, y'all, it's 7:26 a.m. out here, Las Vegas, Nevada. I got another call on the line, 714-7045. Wake your ass up. You got to Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with the Fat Man. Who is this?
Wake your ass up. This is D. Jones.
What's going on, man? What's going on? This is D. Jones all the way out there from Denver, Colorado. What's going on, player?
Not much. Up here doing this networking business, as always.
Okay. Well, you were supposed to call us with the Wake and Bake Report.
The Wake and Bake Report?
Yeah.
What time was that supposed to be? I wasn't high yet.
What's the high out there today?
It's cold, actually. Yeah, I just got done smoking.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is why you're doing the Wake and Bake reporting. And you're doing very well. You're doing very well, too, bro, I must say. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, I got up this morning, and I seen you post a picture of some chronic cola.
Chronic ice, you mean?
Yeah, chronic ice. What the hell is that?
Chronic Ice is one of our sponsors. They're based out of California. It's a hip tea. So basically, the owners are Chronic Candy. Chronic Ice.
So,
it's kind of like the Bob Marley drinks.
Uh-huh.
Less sugar than the Arizona iced tea.
Okay.
But some will be coming out to Vegas pretty soon. They're actually getting ready to open a warehouse out here in Denver. So I'll start having more supplies to start shooting out to Vegas and stuff.
Okay. Well, my thing is this, man. I bought stock in Arizona tea. You know what
you
I'm
won't
saying?
Have
let
to
me. Let me hip your brothers. Let me hip you brothers up in this, that, and the other. It's like this. Everybody scream, you know, all these cats out here and all these shows and TV commercials screaming, you know, Cialis. I go hard as Cialis. I go hard as Viagra and this, that, and the other. Look here, fellas. Let me tell you something. You pop you two ginseng pills. Now, I've been taking ginseng since I was 17. Ginseng is a Chinese root that gives you energy, stamina, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And for all you ladies, it helps the blood go to the right place for men, all right? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, two ginseng pills and a can of Arizona tea with ginseng. Look here. Viagra talks about if you hold an erection longer than 4 hours, go see a doctor. Look here, player. When I hold an erection for 4 hours, I'm wrecking shop, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm going in. You know, I'm going in.
Right,
it's like 4 hours, 4 hours, and I'm still like, da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Does any of that chronic have any of those type of effects on you?
I haven't had effect personally.
You haven't had that effect? Okay.
That's
all right.
Good. But I'll tell you this though, when you get it, You probably won't go back to Arizona. Because I used to drink Arizona a lot, too. Yeah.
Really? Like that, huh?
Yeah. When I first got a case from them, I was supposed to be giving a lot of it out. I kept a lot of it on. You know, that's what sponsorships do.
Exactly. Well, listen, man, before I get you out of here, man, how is the weight loss going? How's the workout going?
Good. Out of 4 days, I didn't go yesterday. I mean, I went yesterday. I didn't go the day before because I was kind of sore.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to start this Muay Thai class probably Monday.
Okay.
And then might try some yoga, you know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, get the mind right and everything. Get in your happy place and instead in the other, man. I did the same thing when I started working out and everything. I was going ham and all of that and joining these classes and this, that, and the other. Man, I joined a little aerobics class. I figure, okay, I'll join the senior citizens aerobics class and this, that, and the other. Man, them little bitty women fucked me up and kicked my ass and this, that, and the other. I was crawling out of that little aerobics class. Little women up in there, 75 and 80, looking at me talking about, you okay? No, bitch, you okay? Shit.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers throwing their legs up higher than me. You know what I'm saying? But I give big shout out to them, man, because they got me in shape. They got me ready and able to go on a lot of these show tours that I was doing and things like that. And people don't understand us being entertainers and flying around. We have to walk through a lot of airports and things like that and stuff like that. And that takes a toll on your legs and the standing and the, you know what I'm saying, and the back and forth and everything like that, man. So, you know, like I said, man, we here at The Morning Show got your back, man. We support you. We're going to all help you lose this weight, and we're going to all lose weight together. Like I said, I'm going to get back on my regiment, man, and we're going to start trading some recipes and things like that, man, and really, really get active, really get our community on this, man, because, you know, like I said, you know, the nickname that they have, the name that they call us is Morbid Obese. That was my name for so many years because I weighed 600 pounds. So big shout out to you, man. Keep doing your thing, man. And we got your motherfucking back, D.
Right. We going to get Yaya out of the shit, too.
Okay. Yeah, we going to get Yaya out of the other. I'll be seeing his post. He be talking about, I'm on my way to go get a gallon of ice cream. Nigga, what the fuck? A gallon of ice cream? This not a bitch,
right.
A gallon of ice cream, nigga. I see some food he be fixing. Don't get me wrong. His food be looking good to the motherfucker, but I be like, yeah, you know better, nigga. This is how we ball, nigga. You ain't lying.
every time I go down there, when I go to Vegas, and I go stay with him, I be like, nigga, what the food? He don't never cook.
He holds out.
Oh,
he holds out. He holds out. He's like, no, we ain't gonna cook that. We ain't gonna cook that. Well, listen, D man, we gonna talk to you and everything tomorrow. I will have all that music uploaded, man, and we gonna get it in on the Unsigned Hype Radio Show.
Well, no, the song I sent you is not a local artist.
Oh, he's not.
Well,
I'll get it all uploaded and this, that, and the other, man, and I will definitely have him in the lineup for you Monday morning. Matter of fact, we'll start his song off Monday morning with the intro.
Okay. And then tomorrow, 3 o'clock, right?
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, bro. You got it. 3 o'clock.
Okay, we're gonna have Yaya. We'll have Yaya call in.
Sounds good. They're getting ready to drop this single, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned because they are getting ready to do it real big. Skull Family is definitely in the house. They are worldwide. They got a lot of stuff going on. Y'all make sure y'all hit up my man D Jones on Facebook. He does all my graphics, all the mixtape CDs and the Unsigned Hype logo and all of that you see. My man right here that's on the phone, D. Jones, did that. So y'all make sure y'all hit him up and tell him that the fat man sent y'all or sent you or sent whoever. Just go holler at him, shit.
All right, man, fat man. All right, then, man.
Thanks a lot. 600. Yo, y'all, that's what it is. That's what it is, y'all. We just getting it in and everything like that. And it's like I said, man, y'all got to excuse me because I'm sitting here I'm sitting here watching my auntie and everything, and she got her cell phone out. She thinks she's slick. She think I don't see her with the cell phone and everything. You know what I'm saying? She don't know that I have a line hooked up to her cell phone. So I know whenever she's trying to make a call or anything like that, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. She been telling me she keeps seeing bugs in my house, and I keep telling her, Auntie, I ain't got no bugs in my house. I got the exterminator. The exterminator that came through and took care of the house. She woke me up last night. Oh, you got flying roaches. Well, I ain't got no fucking roaches. What the fuck you mean I got roaches? She's talking about I got roaches and this, that, and the other. My auntie is tripping. I love her to death, but you're tripping, auntie. You're tripping. I think it's that Alzheimer's disease. Is that what they call it? Alzheimer's or something like that. But she didn't think I heard her on the phone last night and everything. Y'all check this out and stuff. My auntie, that's some cold shit of what you telling this exterminator.
Short of Diamonds.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm having problems. May I speak to one of you guys to come out here and spray?
One moment. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm having problems at my home. Do roaches fly?
Do roaches fly?
Roaches.
Yes.
Yes, I was out there watering my flowers and things, and I came in the house, and two roaches was mating. They were stuck, and I stepped on the female and killed her and slid on the floor, and the male roach got mad and went to flying and started trying to attack me. I need somebody to come out here and spray.
What's your address, ma'am?
Hold on. Oh, Jesus, that go ahead come. Hold on. Oh! Oh! Ah! 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 Somebody had to call the police. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you come out here and spray? I'm on 63rd Street. In Brooklyn.
Where?
Can you write my phone number down?
What's your phone number?
777-9311.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
What time can y'all get somebody out here?
What's your name?
Bernice Jenkins.
Bernice Jenkins?
Uh-huh.
What's your address?
Jesus, help me, Lord. I just
fell out this chair. Oh, Jesus.
Hello? Hello?
Blazing R&B.
I keep telling y'all my auntie is crazy, y'all. Wake your ass up in the morning show. You got your boy Fat Man, y'all. Take your ass to work.
I don't want to give you the wrong impression. I need love and affection. And I hope I'm not sounding too desperate. I need love and affection.
She leaving me, I'll fuck around, care. Plus I got another over there. She been wanting to be with me. Got her in her underwear. Gave her what she want, now she need me. I got more of that coming of her soon. Lingerie all up in my room. I'ma make this toast to that one girl I love. I still smell her perfume. No pouring up the numbing up. Since you've been away, love has been in my head, in my head, in my head, in my head. Done looking for love, cause she took away her. Now I'm M.I.A. Fuck around, care. My new lady said she leaving me. I'll fuck around, care. Told me that she loved me, yeah. I just give them the scenery. They won't ever compare to the one who still got it. I call her up, but she won't answer. And she knows what I'm looking for. And she knows what I'm looking for. For me, yeah. No, for another. No, for another. No, for me, I'm some, cause I'm not enough. Since you've been away, love has been in my head. In my head, in my head, in my head. Done looking for love, cause she took away her. Now I'm M.I.A. 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 On love, on love. In my head, done looking for love, cause
try and deal with you. Laughing too much, illy, you're blue and I ain't played Sigma. I'm a real nigga, giving feelings just ain't me. The more attention you give them, the more options they seek. Talk is cheap, knew I should've kept the receipt. She say she loyal, but all bitches gon' talk in the streets. So I play it, all it is game. As I hit another paper plane, I'm in my head.
Love is sitting in my head. In my head, in my head, in my head. Done looking for love, cause she took away her. Now I'm M.I.A. Fuck around, care.
So wake your ass up in the morning, morning show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all. 7:46 a.m., you know what I'm saying? We do it real big, y'all. 7:46 a.m. out here, y'all. The high today of 77 degrees, you know what I'm saying? Just real quick, you know, in case y'all didn't know, you know they're about to start storing nuclear waste out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know, and I don't know if they're going to be storing it at Yucca Mountain or whatever, but this is one of our issues that's going on this morning in local news. You know, they're going to start storing nuclear waste out here as if we don't need any more bullshit out here. You know what I'm saying? And then the recap yesterday, they said that playing video games can make you smarter, okay? They're saying playing Super Mario, all right, the old Nintendo version and the newer versions will sharpen your brain, okay? It's kind of like a brain exercise. I guess all that jumping and hitting shit with your head and riding Yoshi and all of that shit and everything like that, you know, I guess that's stimulating to the mind and stimulating to the brain and everything like that. I know the last thing that black parents need to see is to come in the house and see their kid still on the same still on the PlayStation that they was on when they left, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know if video games will make you smarter, you know what I'm saying? And also, we were covering yesterday about the Cerakote virus for pets. If your pet is complaining of nausea and holding his stomach and throwing up and rolling on the ground and this, that, and the other, and it need a cup of coffee and all of that, then your pet may have Cerakote virus, you know what I'm saying? So you guys be careful about that. And also, they had a recall on a lot of jerky treats that you give your pets, you know what I'm saying? So y'all got to be careful on that. Take care of your pets. Take care of yourself, you know what I'm saying? 7:48 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Big shout out to my girl, Sharice. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying and everything. Somebody say they play Black Ops every day. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Black Ops will teach you how to snipe a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It will teach you how to get the fuck in and out of enemy lines and enemy territory. You know what I'm saying? They got to realize a lot of these games, you know, Black Ops, St. Andreas and all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's like, you know, what do you expect our kids to learn? Our kids aren't really going to learn anything positive from that type of stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Madden player. I like to play Madden. I like to play football. I like to play Madden and everything like that. I will play that shit all day, you know what I'm saying? Don't really get into the Black Ops and all the other stuff and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But Christmas is coming. And I've been a good boy, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully Santa Claus gonna bless me, you know what I'm saying, this year and everything. But big shout out to my girl Sharice. She was supposed to call in about a lot of stuff that they got going on out there in the Bay Area. I'll get to the bottom of it in this, that, and the other. But right now, this goes out to all my big girls. This goes out to all my BBWs that's riding the bus right now, you know what I'm saying? Going to handle that business. Big shout out to my girl Quita. What's going, mommy? Hi, mommy. Hi, mommy. This is Poppy and everything. Big shout out to my daughter, Victoria Pearl Annalise Mobley. I shout her out every morning. Good morning, sweetie. Wake your ass up. Because I literally have to tell my daughter that. Wake your ass up. Get up and everything. Shit, it's time to go to school and everything. But she's on her way to school. Daddy loves you, baby. Daddy loves you with all his heart, and I'm going to see you real soon. We're going to eat turkey and everything and get full and have fun and all of that. But Daddy loves his daughter, Victoria Pearl Annalise Mobley. Your daddy loves you so much. Mwah! All right? So, you know, I know Fat Man getting mushy and this and the other. But, yo, this song goes out to my girls that's up getting it in, goes hard in the paint, that does their damn thing. Big shout out to my girl, Quita, who's on the bus. Hi, mommy. You know what I'm saying? You know, por favor, and all that good stuff. But platos, 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 you know what I mean, and everything. And of course, big shout out to my girl, another fan of mine, my girl, Jasmine. She be checking in with me every morning. So this goes out to y'all. And of course, T.T. Shampizzle, everybody out there, my girl Sharice, DJ Diva D, everybody, this goes out to y'all. Y'all, let's get it in. Wake your ass up.
Long Hill, Red Bottom, Long Hill, Red Bottom, Long Hill, Red Bottom, Long Hill, Red Bottom, step, step. Step in your step, 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 step in your Long Hill, Red Bottom, Long Hill, Red Bottom, Long Hill, Red Bottom, Long Hill, Red Bottom, step, 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 step in your step, 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 step in your
What's this serious answer? Miss Trina, private dancer, long hair. Don't care, left no evidence like I won't dare. Now they tryna smell from a perfume. If it was not me, then whom? I'm talking about coulda came out tonight wearing J's, skin tight jeans. Woulda worked, but hey, thought it was time for a change. I'm guilty, what can I say? Kinda like M-I-N, what's good? Hating on me, then what's good? I said it, I'm a problem, I get it, but diamond princess fame with it. I'm about my dough, get my cash. Yeah, I'm what everybody staring at, they see me in
Long Hill, Red Bottoms, Long Hill. Red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom, step, 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 step in your step, 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 step in your long hill,
red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom,
step, 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 step in your step, 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 step in your
not purple or turquoise. Know what to look for. These chickens gon' love what I'm dressed in. Dressed up and looking so sexy. 6 inches, red bottoms, long heels. I got them. When I say step and they start to jump right, then I say yes. Take off with the hook. I'm in Louboutin, curvy land. Dirty South, they say purdy red. Make movies, that's the way I put it in motion. Straight down Collins, steps on ocean. Drive hand when I jump out the ride. Chain reaction, everybody wanna vibe. And I'm on that, I ain't gon' lie. And red, cause I got that fire, I'm moving in.
Long heel, red bottoms, long heel. Red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom, step, 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 step in your step, 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 step in your long hill,
red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom,
step, 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 step in your step, 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 step in your
feels like I'm walking on clouds. So high, so fly, and yeah, get it, yeah, get it, yeah. Step, step, just like that, yeah. And red bottoms, the heels is long, start touching they stuff cause they feel the song. I'm stacked, I'm that, I'm that, I'm thick. How you know I'm thick? Cause they all behind me. Being my clone, I move, they move, that's me and my phone. Heat it up, what they do, I'm grinding hard, so they crew, that's different. Shout to the women that's focused. Don't listen if they don't know, nope. And I know cause they looking blue. I'm always on something new. They see me in
Long Hill, red bottoms, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom. Step, step.
Wake your ass
step,
up in the morning,
step,
all
step,
right.
In your step, step.
This got the
step,
girls up dancing
step,
and shit.
In your
everybody
hill,
hitting me
red
up.
Bottom,
my girl
hill,
Quita
red
said,
bottom,
I'm gonna make,
hill,
I'm gonna make you a,
bottom,
I'm gonna do a dance
hill,
for you for this
bottom,
poppy.
Bottom,
go
step,
ahead, Quita.
Step,
I hear you, baby.
Step,
yeah, y'all, it's 754 a.m. out here
step,
in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Step,
wake
step,
your ass
in your,
up. Big shout out to my girl Trina. Wake your ass up morning show. I see that got the girls up. The girls up dancing. They hitting me up on Facebook like, yeah, we getting it in. I got on my long heels and my red bottoms. You know what I'm saying? and stuff. Some people out there got on them black panties, them black and yellow panties, or them black and pink, black and red panties. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at you, girl. It's BBW for life on mine. I'm about that life. Are you about that life? I'm about that life. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my girl, Quita. You know what I'm saying? And my girl Jasmine, like, yeah, I'm partying on the bus and this, that, and the other. On my way to work, that's what's popping. You know what I'm saying? My girl T.T. Shampizzle, like, yeah, we out here. I'm on my way, dropping the kids off. Everybody getting it in this morning. That's what I'm saying. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Look here, y'all. I appreciate y'all rolling with me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all will see me and y'all will hear me again. Next Monday, all right? Next Monday at 6 a.m. in the morning. Y'all know how we get down. You know what I'm saying? I just want to thank everybody for rolling with me and believing in me and listening to me. You know what I'm saying? I know I talk crazy, and I know I talk about a lot of people, especially those other morning radio shows that just give you the drab, dab, bullshit, and this, that, and the other, and they beat around because they're under FCC rules. I'm not under FCC rules. I'm under Fat City rules. Fat City Entertainment rules, Jama Record rules. You know, big shout out to my man Mad Dog, Mad Dog Entertainment out there, Organized Chaos. You know what I'm saying? Fat City Playmates is definitely in the building. Skull Family is definitely in the building. Papa Dad, the Ghetto Hippie, is definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? All my BBWs are definitely in the building, and I appreciate y'all supporting my big ass, listening to my big ass. You know what I'm saying? Liking my big ass every morning. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? I like and I love y'all too. And whenever my phone rings, I look at it and I go, it's funny you should call today. You know what I'm saying? Love y'all. 600. Hairpiece and no grease. I'm out this biatch. Holla.
Gonna be one of them days.
The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. I just wanna say thanks for rolling with me, y'all, and I will see y'all Monday morning.
Today, like today, God, I said nothing went my way. Trying to find some peace within, but there ain't no rest.
Hello, hello. for today's age. We can just be friends, babe. Ain't got to be your man. No.